Hello, and welcome to Plant Powered Buddhist Podcast, where we are learning to turn our eating habits into a spiritual practice. I'm Sensei. I want to welcome you from wherever you're listening in the world. I also want to say a heartfelt thank you to all of my followers, my supporters, my clients, and my students. Without your support, I simply couldn't do what I do. I'm excited about today's episode, so with no further ado, let us begin. Peace and blessings. Welcome back. This is Sensei, and I have an update that I want to share with you. I'm really excited to share today. This is the end of season one, and after 30 plus episodes, I'm going to be taking a different focus with my podcast. I'll still be using, of course, deep Buddhist understanding, concepts, philosophy, to address the subject matter that I'm going to share with you in just a moment. So that part will not change, but some of the things that have changed, well, first and foremost, the name. I've changed the name of my podcast from Minimalist Buddha to Plant Powered Buddhist, which might give you an indication as to where we're going next. But I think it's a good idea to give you a little bit of background as to why the focus, the narrowing of the focus, or I suppose it could be looked at as broadening the focus. So heretofore in my podcast, I've been using what I understand about Chan Buddhism to help relieve suffering of different sorts, emotional, psychological, etc., spiritual crises, all of these things. And in my counseling practice and also teaching my students, I'll continue to do that. But I'll be shifting this platform, my podcast, over to something that I think will resonate with a lot of people on different levels. And for me, I can say that I feel a type of harmony, a type of focus and synergy with the direction that I'm going to go with the podcast. So as I was getting feedback from listeners and also kind of juxtaposing that feedback with my own life trajectory, my own spiritual path, as I looked across the world and kind of considered, you know, the past couple of decades, I really came to this conclusion that I wanted to focus on expanding yet narrowing what it is that I do in such a way that I can help more people. And so I chose one of the more difficult areas in which I think people find it to practice what they understand. And so with my podcast, I'll be focusing on plant-based eating as a spiritual practice. Now, this is not going to be a podcast about shaming and blaming, because my own process to becoming 100% plant-based in my eating took quite some time, so I'm very understanding about people's their own path. Rather, what this will be about is connecting what it is that I share with people to something that keeps that wisdom, that knowledge on the forefront of your mind. And what do I mean by that? What I've seen is that there are some people who are able at least to grasp intellectually the concepts, the philosophy of Chan Buddhism. But what I find that people struggle the most with is implementing that wisdom. That is, in the moment to moment living of life, they stumble, okay? And this is natural on some level, but I believe that part of that stumbling, part of that difficulty in actually applying the wisdom is that it's not tied to something that they are necessarily conscious of. And so as I thought to myself, what is something that everyone does, but probably the vast majority of the people who do this make no connection between that, their spiritual practice, and the impact, and that is eating food. And I know that many people who approach plant-based eating, they do it from an advocacy perspective. They do it as a, you know, maybe health and fitness related. And that's all good. That's great. But I want to approach this as a spiritual practice. I want to raise the bar to the level is beyond even health, beyond fitness, and certainly beyond politics. This is not about that. The podcast going forward is going to be specifically geared towards how to turn something that you do every day into a spiritual practice. And look, people often are asking me, Sensei, what kind of things do you do? And of course, you know, there's meditation, there's chanting, you know, all kind of different things that one can do, yoga, tai chi, movements of various sorts, breathing exercises. But if you lack the discipline to do that, it's really not important for you to inquire into that. So what I find is that people who have a hard time doing any of those things, let alone most of those things, everyone eats. And so this is, in a sense, me raising the bar, because now there can be no excuse as to a disconnect between something that you will do, that I know that you're doing, and that is eating. Because I can prescribe meditation, chanting, any number of spiritual practices, but the success of that will depend entirely on your ability to be committed to that practice, and it will bear fruit. But whereas I know you will not give up eating, one of these other practices, you'll give them up or not begin them at all. So this is going to be next level interactions, because now there's not going to be any scapegoat, any context in which you cannot practice. And I think it's a beautiful thing if you think about it, because many of you may not have a particular faith or spiritual tradition, and this won't require you to do that either. But when you lack that, that is, you lack a community or spiritual tradition or community, what that often results in is feeling isolated, right? So if you're not reading sutras or the Torah or the Bible or the Gita or whatever the case may be, you're not reading spiritual texts, you don't attend any communal services, all of the things that the various traditions tend to offer its followers, when that's absent in your life, there leaves much smaller space for you to actually practice, put into action what it is that you say that you believe or you know. So when it comes to eating, this doesn't require community. It doesn't require you to go anywhere. Every single time you put food in your mouth is deeply connected to your practice. And so realizing the impact of that spiritual practice and that focus and what that can mean for individuals, the world, animals, the environment, all of these things, you're contributing, whether you know it or not, to all of those every single time you consume something. So I am really excited about expanding the application of certain deep Buddhist understandings, teachings, towards this really what I believe to be perennial question of how shall we eat to live? Because in this world, we know there's so many different things going on, right? There's violence, there's domestic violence, there's gun violence, wars. There's too many things to even name. So rather than throw one's hands up and say, I can't do anything about it, I'm going to do something that is naturally within my lane, if you will. Something that I know about very directly that combines a couple of aspects of life that could be really a beautiful thing, that if we can come back to a place where eating is not just about taste buds, because I tell you, the biggest difficulty that happens, the biggest challenge with this connecting our practice to what we eat is really about your state of consciousness. And so from that perspective, everything I've done previously in my podcast is in alignment with what I'll be doing going forward. So in terms of content, as much as I love to hear my own voice, I intend to include interviews and other people that I'll be bringing in to have dialogue with from various faith traditions. And I believe that this content will become richer, fuller, inclusive of more people. And more importantly, that I believe it can have an impact today. And I want to empower you to have an impact today. Not years from now, not next year, right now. And this is the lowest hanging fruit, that is turning our nutritional needs into a spiritual practice. So as I said, this is not about shame and blame, but you know my style. I am going to come direct. I'm going to be even less, how shall we say, open to excuses, quite frankly. Because the excuses about not practicing meditation, not practicing all these other things, you say, well, I have work, I have kids, I have school, I have whatever the case may be, relationships, or I'm just not disciplined enough to do it. Well, now we've removed all of those barriers because I know you're going to eat. And so think about it, that with just you turning your eating habits into a spiritual practice, shifting over to a plant-based way of eating, no dairy, no meat products, what kind of impact you'll be having every single day. There is something that is taught in the Buddhist tradition, and it says it is the three teachings of all Buddhas. The universal teaching of all Buddhas is that we shall do no harm, we shall always do good, and to purify your mind. And I'm going to kind of use those guiding principles to go much deeper into this subject matter. But imagine that. Do no harm, always do good, and purify your mind. And I'm here to tell you that the more you implement this practice, this spiritual practice of plant-based eating into your life, What a thing to know that every time you eat, you're not doing something wrong or harmful. That every time you eat, you're doing something good on multiple levels, not just satisfying your own taste buds and giving your body what it needs, but simply by eating, you're showing love. You're showing love and compassion for other sentient beings and the earth. And that as a process of that experience, you will be purifying your mind. And as that mind becomes more and more pure, that original intrinsic nature, that basic goodness, that true nature will organically arise in you. This I promise you. And you'll be amazed at what the outflow of this can be. I mean, I mentioned about protecting sentient beings and the benefit to the environment. But as you engage with this spiritual practice of eating, that discipline is going to manifest itself in other parts of your life that you had no idea would spill over into. All of a sudden, you're going to be able to start to get up and do those exercises. You're going to be able to meditate. You're going to be able to do other things that maybe you've wanted to do, but for whatever reason, it just doesn't get done. Because I can tell you, self-mastery, your ability to master the things that I think are most prohibitive for people when it comes to plant-based eating, are culture, tradition, taste buds, and habit. Culture, tradition, taste buds, and habit. Think about it in your own situation. Whatever you may come up with, oh, you know, we need to have a balanced diet and all this kind of stuff. Please, we're stepping up a level here. If you care about trying to do something rather than nothing about what's happening in the world, what is the easiest way to do that? Not asking for a donation, not asking for your time, not asking for you to go march, not asking for you to go vote. Just change your eating habits. And so in order to do that, because I'm quite familiar with the difficulty of how ingrained these things are, this is where we're going to continue to use the concepts. And you're really going to learn now about attachment. You're really going to see how powerless, at least right now, you may be when it comes to attachment to food and these four aspects that I just mentioned that keep you tied to that. But I also can tell you the good news is that they can be broken. And this is not hypothetical because I've experienced it myself. I grew up in an American culture that is a meat-eating frenzy. I mean, meat and dairy is just, yeah, rampant in terms of consumption. So I know what it's like to be under the albatross of that. I know what it's like to feel as though you're almost going against everything you know to move away from meat and dairy. But I'm here to tell you, you can become so free in a way that you could not imagine and be doing so much good. So that said, this will be the focus going forward. Another item to mention related to this is that traditionally I was only posting on Thursdays. I'll now be posting on Sundays and Thursdays. So twice weekly, beginning in June, that's what's going to happen. So that's going to be more output from my end, but I'm up for it, and I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy it. The second thing, or third thing I'll mention is that please, if you have not done so yet, go to YouTube and subscribe to Plant Powered Buddhist. You can also find me on Instagram at Plant Powered Buddhist, and also my Facebook page, Plant Powered Buddhist. So Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and of course here on this podcast, Plant Powered Buddhist. I think that's it for now. I'm looking forward to this journey with you. I think that you will find that the more you're able to explore this expression of what it is that you understand through the practice of eating, connecting consciously with the full spectrum of what is entailed and what is involved with each morsel of food that we put on our palate. This will make you conscious in a way that perhaps you never have been before, because quite frankly, eating is something that is very unconscious for most people. It's just, I'm hungry, and you put something in your mouth. We have to be better than that, and we have the tools to do that, and I'm here to help you do that. And then the spin-off of all the beautiful things that will happen as a result of that, I hope you'll share with me and share with others. Because there's no reason for this to be a divisive matter. But I tell you, that ego, those attachments, they are going to rear their heads in a way that perhaps they never have before. So I'm excited, looking forward to this adventure with you. There are some other things that I have in the works related to this, but it's too early to mention those. But I invite you to, again, subscribe here to my podcast, Plant Powered Buddhist. Go over to YouTube, same thing, Plant Powered Buddhist, the YouTube channel, Facebook page, and Instagram. And we begin this new season with a new focus and renewed spirit. Peace and blessings.